Welcome to Integrative You Radio, hosted by Dr. Nick Carruthers and yours truly, Dr. Nicole Rivera. This is the place where you become limitless. We are covering the latest and greatest topics, of course, in a disruptive fashion, around integrative medicine, mental health, and human behavior. We are also covering how those topics affect the human and family dynamics. We will be sprinkling in some truth bombs for our healthpreneurs so they can join us in our mission to evolve healthcare. If you are health curious and growth focused, you are in the right place. But buckle up, because this is real, this is raw, and this is disruptive. This is Integrative You Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Integrative You Radio. We have a fun one for you guys today. Oh, we got Dr. Nick snapping. So, you know, because he always forgets that this is also a podcast, not just a video. All right, guys. For those of you that have been following us, I know that there's rumors of what are they doing over there? Why are they selling all their stuff? And the topic of this podcast is it manifesting or is it just hard work paying off? And this was a topic that was actually proposed by one of our team members. And I was like, that is a great, great topic. So I figured I would launch this with an announcement, which will then proceed into a story. And what that is Dr. Nick, myself, and little baby Q are moving to Italy. Got nothing, Nick?
It's been one hell of a manifestation, and it's been pretty wild. Is that, you know, when you're in alignment with manifestation, you can definitely work hard. You know, we always quote unquote work hard, if that's what you want to call it. I'll probably disagree with later calling it work, but the aspect is that things happen really fast when you're in alignment and you're manifesting, and you also have, like, you know, the compounding energies of multiple people synchronizing their energies into a specific creation. And yeah, I'll let Dr. Nicole tell the story. Pretty wild.
So I want to preface with this is that when it comes to putting your eye on a prize, you have this desire, you have this want. And it's something that really feels good. As Dr. Nick said, it aligns. It's like, gosh, like this is going to allow me to really feel free or feel happy, feel joy, feel gratitude. Like it just feels good on a cellular level. That is where there's more power behind it, because it's aligned to your true soul, to your true desires. And when we went to Italy, there was a feeling that we had, and it was a feeling of, for me, a feeling of peace. Like my mind and my body was at more peace than it ever was. And that peace made me feel more powerful, like made me tap into, I'm really capable of so much more than what I've even achieved thus far. And it was a feeling that I couldn't really ignore. And in addition to that, the feeling of not worrying about our food, actually enjoying food again, enjoying going out, because the culture is built around quality time and quality food. Like that also was something that felt so unbelievably good, but also freeing. You know, we love going out and socializing, but it's difficult in the US because you just know that you're not getting great quality. It's just, you know, restaurants need to make a profit, and the business infrastructure of restaurants here, it's just totally different. So essentially the moral of the story is that we had this feeling, we had this vision, and then we put a lot of energy and focus into what do we want our 2.0 life to look like. And that was through conversations, it was through meditation and structured meetings. And then we had a knock at our door. And we had a knock at our door saying, hi, I would like to buy your house. And it was like, what? Our house isn't for sale. And we just sat back and we're like, man, that is weird. That is really, really weird. But then when they gave us the price, we're like, wait, what? That's a lot more than what we bought it for. And so now it wasn't really just about, that's crazy that that happened. And is this part of a manifestation? But then it was also like, this could be a very smart move from a financial perspective and generating generational wealth, which ironically was also part of our 2.0 life and part of our manifestation. So I had this conversation with literally a client yesterday, and he was talking about something that presented itself in his life. And I congratulated him. I go, congratulations, you just manifested. And he's like, what do you mean? No, it's like my friend and she got an in and she just really liked my painting and this and that. And I'm like, no. No, you just manifested. And now don't ignore this opportunity. And I think that's the biggest thing that I want to drive home in this podcast is that we can have this idea of something we want. We have this vision of our dream life. And if we think it's out of touch, that's okay. It's supposed to feel stretchy. But if we're not paying attention, we could actually let the opportunities pass us by that are actually the stepping stones to the full creation of the manifestation.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing point, because most people, you think about manifestation, they think about, you know, sending a prayer or meditation or sending good
affirmations
or writing stuff on paper and lighting it on fire and letting it go up and to the ether.
That's a thing.
All kinds of things. But it's actually like a alchemy trick. I don't know why I'm blanking out on it. I've done it before. I've done all the things. And what's crazy is that we're still in this belief system, at least, you know, America is, with, you know, they want a quick fix. They want that manifestation to come up in the form that they were sending out that energy. It's like, you know, easily say like, boom, we want to go to Italy. Like, we wanted a private jet just to magically take us over to Italy. And boom, our manifestation, it was there. And it was like, no, like, knock, knock. Hey, I'm gonna buy your house. It's you want a certain amount, you'll go buy a lottery ticket thinking like that's the manifestation. If I manifest it, I'm going to get the lottery ticket. And like, that's really not how the universe works. The universe is going to drop you hints so that you can actually take action. And the action, when you take it, guess what? There's a loss and a gain. There's always a balance within the energy. And there's the balance in manifestation. If you just manifested and got the lottery ticket, up until that point, there's really no transfer in the balance of energy. There's no loss and no gain. There's just, for the most part, a gain there, which is going to create a huge loss in the future, which isn't really manifestation. So it's about, you know, really looking at Dr. Nicole, is like, and the alignment wasn't that Italy gave her peace and gave her those things. That was the feeling that she got when she was actually in alignment with the environment that was actually giving her best opportunity to serve her highest values. And
yeah,
because she's living in an environment right now that's deterring her away from living those values, then she has to spend time on lower productive actions of constantly searching out healthy food, spending more money on actionable food, not lab-grown food, and like all these things, which takes away the feeling of peace. So when you put her into an environment that actually allows her just to be more in a higher resonance that's congruent with her highest values, she's going to feel peace. So I just
put that like,
out there, because you're searching for peace. That's not what you want to manifest. The peace was just the side effect, the feedback mechanism that showed her that she was in alignment with being her more authentic self.
Well, and I think that's something that just really, we've talked about this before, but this idea of distraction is detraction. And I found that because of, you know, certain things being out of alignment, you know, wanting to, one, have healthy food. I want to feed my child healthy food. I want to be able to go out and socialize and not be kicked out of a restaurant if I'm not eating and drinking and gorging myself, you know, something that's a little bit more slower paced, something that's built around that community. And it's when all of those things seem really difficult, it's like a level of distraction, which is then detracting me from, not just me, detracting us from what is going to actually allow us to fulfill our goals or fulfill our values. And I think that's where that level of peace came from, is there was less distraction. It was just living. And that is something that I want. I have big goals and I want to focus on that and not be detracted from it by things that are not allowing me to live my life easily.
So when jumping back into this aspect of manifestation versus working hard, What advice do you give to people? Because, I mean, you're a business coach, you're a doctor, kind of like a life coach too in that sense. And, you know, energy flows where attention goes. So is it about not working hard? Is it about working hard with manifestation?
Yeah. Like, I think that's a really, really great question. The thing that I always say is that it's a your A to B. And Keith Cunningham talked about this in his book, Road to Less Stupid. And he said, you know, a lot of people don't want to look at where they are right now because they don't want to feel guilt and shame about not being where they thought they were going to be. But if you want to create your B, you want to create your 2.0, you want to create your future vision, great. We need to do that. And it needs to be extremely, extremely clear on what it looks like, it feels like, and it sounds like. So if you have this 2.0 vision of who you are as a person, what your family looks like, what your business looks like, you know, how do you talk? How do you walk? How do you talk to other people? How do you look? How do you dress? How do you feel every day? Do you feel energized? Do you feel joy? Do you have fun? Do you feel exhilaration through adventure? Like, if you can tap into those three, you're going to be very, very clear and intentional on what your 2.0 is, what your B is. But the thing is that some people don't have a clear point of where they're going. They don't have a clear vision of where they're going. And then some people that do have that clear vision are not willing to be transparent and vulnerable about where they are from a place of curiosity, not from a place of judgment. And so you need to be clear about both, because if you use the simple example of if your destination is, let's say, Italy on a map and you're located in New Jersey versus you're located in Hong Kong, like that roadmap, that journey looks very different. And so if you could be clear on where you are and where you're going, then you're going to be very, very clear on what those steps are. And now you're not wasting time and energy because you're extremely methodical and intentional about the steps that you're taking, the aligned action that you're taking. And this is a conversation about personal life. This is business, because I had a conversation the other day about a woman with her business, and you know, she's looking at the external market and she's looking at her competitors in her area. And she's like, well, I should do this and I should do this and I should do this. And I'm like, but what if you shouldn't? You know, which one of those things gets you really, really excited and lights you up and is actually part of the bigger vision? And she's like, well, I'm just so in the trenches right now. I haven't really thought about the bigger vision. I'm like, well, it's time to think about the bigger vision, because otherwise you're going to make a lot of decisions, waste a lot of time and money on things that are never going to go anywhere. And then you're going to be on this merry-go-round, and that could go on for 1 year. It could go on for 20 years. And that is something that I know we have experienced firsthand. So it's not about sitting around and meditating all day, but 80% of creation is about aligning your mind and your inner, like, I feel like some people don't understand this word of soul. It just means like what really resonates with you, what really resonates with your values, what really resonates with what's important to you. Like, if you can
focus in on that. Remove the limitations of all the shit people tell you you can't do. Remove the own your own limitations of what you tell yourself you can't do and accomplish. And then you focus in on the rest of that 20% being extremely methodical and aligned action. Then everything is going to, it's going to feel a lot easier. It's not going to feel like I'm working so hard and I'm one step forward, two steps back. Like you're actually going to, you're going to be working very methodically, and but you're going to see that you're going to continue to move forward. Yes, of course, there'll be obstacles, but they're not knocking you down. They're pushing you back a little bit, but you're still able to make or to progress forward.
So I took four things away from what you just said.
Okay.
First one was actually a slight correction. So you're resonating with your spirit. Your spirit that you're talking about things that you love. That's your spirit's
inner, inspired purpose.
Your soul is your S-O-U-L, state of unconditional love, that you're just pure love. You love everything. Everything's just fucking...
That's a work in progress.
Unicorns and sunshine, all the things. But no, the three major takeaways, which was brilliant, is that the first one is getting crystal clear where you are and noticing, most of us will have it, the guilt and shame, the judgment that you're not where you think you should be. So you're holding guilt and shame and you don't want to look at where you truly are right now. And being able to become grateful for that, because the gratitude is the tool that removes and neutralizes guilt and shame. That sets you free from that. The second one is, how do I feel right now? Well, you can't feel better when you're either consciously or unconsciously still holding on to that guilt and shame. Guilt and shame is like the lowest vibration that kills every manifestation. So you have to go through the process of balancing out the guilt and shame, becoming grateful for it because it's what got you to where you are, which is just the next stepping stone foundation to launch you forward. And the second part of that feeling is to start holding on the small aspects of where you do hold that vibration of what you're trying to manifest already, and to grow that level of vibration, that level of frequency inside of you, so that you strengthen that. And that's like the big part of manifestation, is that you tap in and get crystal clear of the feeling of what you're trying to really become, and you just grow that. You grow that intensity, you grow that duration, and when you compound that with other people, you know, as well, that we have the same manifestation we're working on, is that compoundedness allowed that energy to transform very, very quickly, so that we changed who we were through the feelings, and the feelings are just created by our thought process. So we created a new blueprint of how we were thinking of who we were, and that, which takes me to number three, is work harder on being, not doing. So Dr. Nicole said that 80% is like going through and changing the feeling and changing the thoughts that create those feelings. Well, work really, really hard on changing that level of being, that experience of who you are. And then the 20% of the physical action of what you're doing is going to be more fluent, going to be more coherent. You're not going to be wasting time. You're not going to be wasting energy. You're not going to be wasting money on that merry-go-round. I thought that was brilliant.
Well, I would love to just like give people more tips and tools, because I know that naturally, if I listened to this podcast years ago, I would have been like, good for them. That's not for me. That my life is hard, you know, that things don't come to me easily. And, you know, yeah, good for them, essentially. And
I'm going to interrupt and say, bitch, this wasn't easy.
Well, that's kind of the point, is you said this before and we didn't really expand upon it, is the idea of loss and gain. So for those of you that are, you're in life right now, things might be rough, things might be just stagnant. Or you're like, I'm doing pretty good, but I'm ready for this 2.0. I'm ready for something more. I just don't know what it is. No matter really what phase of life you're in, you have an opportunity to leverage this information and to leverage this idea of stepping into being the creator of your life. Like, we all have this opportunity. We were actually born with it, but our lives have detracted us from it. And it's detracted us by telling us what we can't be And this is from family and mentors and professors and teachers and parents. And, you know, we have absorbed the limiting beliefs of all of these people around us, all of these organizations around us. It has taken us away from what we are capable of, because we were fucking capable of a lot. But I think that there is this fantasy of there's going to only be positives and no negatives. You know, one, that idea of positive and negative is really just perception. And when we embarked on this, the reason why we told that story the way that we did is we had this vision of going to Italy. We did not want to sell our house. We didn't think, like, we weren't even thinking about that. We were like, oh, well, you know, our house is pretty close to the beach. Why don't we, you know, try to maybe rent it out? And, you know, we were weighing out all these options. And then that presented itself. And that was, for me, not really for Dr. Nick, like, that was devastating. The idea of, like, okay, well, one, this is going to give me my manifestation. Two, this is also going to be a very smart move financially. But it was like, this is our home. Like, this is where my son has grown up. Like, this is where all our stuff is. We have to get rid of all of our stuff if we don't have a residence here. And like, you can, but there's no point to move tons of stuff over internationally. And it was rough. It was a very emotional thing. And then we're dealing with like people, you know, my family, where what's going on? You're leaving us. Like, so it has not been an easy decision in any capacity. There has been a loss to be a gain, but we also know that we have to give ourselves the opportunity to experience this. And if it's everything that we dream, fantastic. If it's not, then we can always find plan B. And we need to let go of this idea that everything should be positive. Everything should be sunshine and rainbows. Like, no matter what you're doing, if you have a business right now and you're just like, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I thought it was going to be. The idea of closing that business or restructuring that business to create a new one, like, we're just like, oh God, I can't do that. But again, it's the loss to the gain. You know, we lost a physical brick and mortar location, but then to create this 2.0 version of our business, which is actually serving our clients so much more, because we're also have the time and space to serve ourselves so much more. So we show up better than we ever have, a loss to the gain. And the final thing that I really want to say, and this is a huge one, so please stay with me, is please stop distracting yourself with what is going on in the world, in the media, in your competitors, in the other families, in your neighborhood. Because even with the knowledge that I have, I'll speak again for myself, is it is so fucking distracting. Like, it is so fucking distracting to just look at what other people are doing. And nowadays, it's like a information overload. And I used to like write things down and take notes. Look how this person's making money. Look how this person's running their business. Look how this person is speaking and changing humanity. And I used to be like, oh, that's really awesome. Wait, maybe I should do that. Maybe I could do that. And it fucking distracts you from what you really want. It really, really does. It takes you away from the ability to say, how do I want to show up in my own unique way? How do I want to make money that serves me, serves my family, serves my values? You know, that was probably one of the hardest pills to swallow, is like, I lived my life like saying, I want to be this boss lady. I want to have an empire. And it's like, I just want to have a life that I enjoy every day. I want to spend time with the people that I love. I want to be financially comfortable and free, and I want to be able to do what I want when I want, but I also want those other things equally as much. And when you look at some of these people that are just like, you know, absolutely unbelievably wealthy, you know, ask them how much time do they spend at home? Ask them, you know, how much time do they spend on their own self-care? You know, ask them where their health is at. You know, there are definitely people that have figured it out. They got all the buckets full. But there's a lot of people that we're looking at, we're observing,
and we're envying that money bucket is full and the rest are real, real empty. So the point is that
there are a few people that have their buckets full.
But yeah.
If you were to live their life, that wouldn't work for you, because their set of values is different. What they care about is different. It says, I don't have internet connection. Okay, back.
Back. So you said if they were to live that life.
So I want to interject really quick, because there are a couple people in the world, not many, but a couple people in the world that have every single bucket completely filled. And what's interesting with that is if you were to put yourself in their life, it wouldn't work for you, because they have a different set of values, working more or not working. And like your life is completely unique. So it's stupid, honestly. It's literally stupid to judge yourself compared to somebody else, because they're not you. And what works for them and not you. The only thing with those people is because they've gone and experienced everything and they had mentors to help them out, that they would be able to help mentor you to guide you to your unique bliss. But it wouldn't be doing the same things that they do. That's not how it works. That shouldn't work like that. That's not creating. We're here as human beings to create. And if you're just doing the exact same thing as somebody else, we don't need two people doing the same thing. That's why there's only one of you. So we can look at other people to take advice from, to work more efficiently, to get coached, etc. But at the same, you don't ever want to do what somebody else is doing unless that small piece of it is in alignment with your high values.
Yeah, it's embrace your uniqueness always. And I think a lot of us are scared to do that. What if I'm ostracized? What if I'm judged? That means you're doing it right. And be prepared for that, because when you're doing big things or you're an out of the box thinker, yeah, you're going to have people that love you. And then you're going to have people that have something to say about it. There is nothing wrong with that. We can't be in control of others. All we can do is be in control of ourselves and do what makes us fucking happy, is what it comes down to. So we hope you enjoyed this. And we hope that this gives you some inspiration to know that you can be the creator of your 2.0. And it's a matter of tuning back into yourself and not being distracted by your environment, not thinking that manifestation is all about positives and no negatives. And it's also about creating awareness around the opportunities that present themselves in your life that are the stepping stones to the creation of what you truly want.
We thank you so much for being an avid listener of Integrative You Radio, formerly known as Integrative Wellness Radio. We appreciate all of your support. We love your comments. Please visit us on social media as well as our website to see all of the fun things happening behind the scenes and the new amazing content and courses that is being rolled out on a monthly basis. We hope to see you there.